State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter.
A ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
From Michigan Radio, this is State of Opportunity. I'm Jennifer Guerra. Making it to graduation is a given for a lot of people. It's just one of the many steps on the path to a career. But for some, it's not that easy. I've been following one young mom for the last couple of years as she tried and failed to complete a jobs training program. But as you're about to hear, the young mom finally did it. Keisha Johnson is feeling pretty darn good. She's got on her black cap and gown and just about the most satisfied grin on her face. That's because today, Johnson is one step closer to self-sufficiency.
My mommy graduated.
That's 5-year-old Caleb, Keisha Johnson's oldest son. Even he knows how important this day is for his mom.
It feels really great. I've accomplished a goal, and I am so happy and proud of myself because it was rough. It took some time.
She is not exaggerating. Johnson has been trying to complete this 15-week computer tech program at Focus Hope since I met her back in the summer of 2012. But like a lot of people who live in poverty, something always seemed to get in the way. Her car broke down. Her cash assistance was cut off, which totally stressed her out. 2 of her kids have respiratory problems. They were sick so often that she missed too many classes and was kicked out of the computer tech program her first time through. And then there's her family. Her mom is an alcoholic. Her dad is in prison. Her now ex-boyfriend is in prison. The only reliable family member she has to help her out is her grandma.
Keisha has that thing about her that doesn't give up. And it's always been there, even when she was a little girl. So I knew this day would come for her.
This is Grandma Ella Halley, Keisha Johnson's number one fan.
She's an example for other young women. She definitely is.
Okay, we have 2 classes, the customer service support.
Looking
class,
around the room, there are probably a number of graduates like Keisha Johnson, people who have overcome some major challenges to be here today. Here's commencement speaker Lawrence Milvin III, a recent Focus Hope graduate himself.
At some point, all of you said, I can. And that's what separates you from the naysayers, the people who said that you could not, and the people that said, I can't.
As the graduates are called to the front of the room one at a time to receive their diplomas, the crowd goes wild. It is one of the liveliest graduation ceremonies I have ever been to. The graduates ham it up for the audience. They are clearly thrilled to be here.
LaKeisha Johnson.
When it's done, Keisha Johnson's friend Judy heads over to give her a hug. Judy lives in Ann Arbor and reached out to Johnson after hearing her story on Michigan radio a couple years ago. Since then, Judy has acted as a kind of mentor to Keisha. We're not using Judy's last name because she wanted her assistance to remain anonymous. Now, for a number of reasons, the two have not been able to see each other for the last several months. So it comes as a total shock to Judy when she sees that Johnson is very pregnant with baby number 4.
Yay! Are you going to be able to continue with my new little baby?
I did it this time. I can keep doing it. I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it.
I'm going to do it.
I am not going to tolerate anything else.
I told her she'd be on me. That's why I didn't tell her. See?
Johnson knows it'll be that much harder to continue with her education with a new baby, but she's determined to stick with it. She's got another 17-week computer tech program she has to take, which starts in September, less than a month after her baby is due. When she graduates from that, she will have one more set of classes to complete, and then Focus Hope will help her find a permanent job. Johnson starts to tell me about how she can't wait to be done and be independent and get off of state aid.
Okay.
And then...
Oh, I forgot about that.
She remembers her son Caleb has a t-ball game. And just like that, the time to celebrate is over. It is back to the realities of life with 3 kids, soon to be 4, and many months of hard work ahead of her before all of her training can have a chance to pay off. With State of Opportunity, I'm Jennifer Guerra, Michigan Radio News.
Support for State of Opportunity comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation, a partner with communities where children come first.